As the U.S. celebrates Labor Day weekend, protests against police violence and racial injustice continued in Rochester, New York, and Portland, Oregon.
All persons must immediately leave the area.
For the 100th straight night, protesters in Portland hit the streets. A gathering near a police union building was declared an unlawful assembly, and police arrested several demonstrators while dispersing the crowd. The fatal shooting of a man affiliated with a right-wing group last weekend and the killing by federal agents of the self-described anti-fascist sought in connection with that killing have further roiled the city. In Rochester, police used tear gas to disperse a crowd protesting the death of Daniel Prude. It was the third straight night of protests since the release of video showing his arrest in March. Prude, a 41-year-old black man, died a week after police put a mesh hood over his head in a COVID-19 safety protocol and then pressed his head into the pavement when he tried to stand. Prude's family said he was suffering from a mental health crisis. All seven officers involved have been suspended with pay as the New York State Attorney General investigates.